I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last month, nearly 100 Christians in Eritrea were arrested as the Eritrean government cracked down on unapproved churches outside of the four allowed religions. Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes says, sometimes, Eritrean believers are even locked in storage containers. Eritrea frequently commits human rights violations like this, so thousands continue to flee the country. But with nearly half of the population unreached with the gospel, believers are still witnessing their faith in spite of the risk. Would you pray for the message of Christ to change hearts in Eritrea? And take a quick look at your bookshelf. Do you have an extra Bible? Have you considered sending it to Kenya? Well, Jason Wolford of Mission Cry asks you to put it to good use. They've sent millions of dollars worth of used Christian books and Bibles to their Kenya distribution partners. But none of that can happen without your prayer and support. We'll get you the details at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.